Down here, and the first message would be brought to us by the birthday boy, Mr. Lupe Gonzalez.
Well, thank you for that warm welcome. It's actually very warm outside. We had a really good trip last night. Yesterday, as I was leaving work, we had rain. We hadn't had rain in a long time in the East Texas area, and it rained so hard that people didn't know how to drive in it anymore, so they started going all over the road, and it was doubtful that we were going to be able to leave on time, well, me, to get to the meeting point, but we made it just fine. Many of you know that I have done some running in my past, and I'm trying to start it up again. Being out on the road, the woods, nature, all that gives me the opportunity to collect my thoughts while I also improve my health. Depending on how much I do in one day can help me in the next day, and so on. So today, I'd like to talk to you all about the race that I happened to do on Mother's Day weekend with our buddies, the Libys. Lynn Libey has been here before. I'm sure some of you remember him. He and I have done a lot of running together for the last few years. COVID and a few other factors actually stopped us from running all together for a couple years, but we've tried to start back up. This Mother's Day run in Dallas has become a tradition, minus the COVID years, in Dallas, Texas, called the Bagel Run. We have run this race since 2017. For me, though, it has never really been about how fast I can do the race, but the ability to spend good time with our friends. So today, I'm going to talk to you about the thoughts I had as I ran this race on Mother's Day 2022. The title of this message is My Last Race. My Last Race. Usually we get notified at the beginning of the year through an email, text, or both about the upcoming Bagel Run. I have done this race before, but I really looked forward to it this year. The Bagel Run runs around the Jewish Community Center in Dallas throughout the suburb, and it has decent rise and dips. The community comes out to cheer us on as the police line the streets to make sure no one gets hurt. The JCC, Jewish Community Center, does a very good job of putting this on every year. Some people confuse 5 kilometers with actually running 5 miles. That is not the case at all. A 5K is actually 3.1 miles. That might sound like, oh, well, that's easy. It's a short distance, but it's not. Still, to me, it's one that I have been able to manage to do and enjoy running, jogging, or walking them in the past. Usually, we stay with the Libys the night before because starting time is so early, usually because it gets really hot fast. We must get there early because parking is usually a problem. But this year, we were able to park close enough to the starting line, only 300 yards. Matthew Libey and RP, my son, was able to join us this year, so that was nice. Before the race, excitement was growing the more we got closer to the starting time. Some people were dancing to the pop music that was blaring over the speakers, using it to limber up while other ones stretched on their own. This is the time where I told myself I am going to walk this whole thing because I didn't really prepare physically for it. So there's no reason to run. I'm not racing against anyone. So did I do that? More about that in a moment. The announcer then told us to get ready. We all filed into a mass of people behind the starting line. There were so many other people there that we were actually unable to be next to the people we came with. Tensions rose as the crowd anticipated the blast of the starting pistol. I looked around and reminded myself, I am going to walk this whole race. Then it happened. The shot rang out and everybody started running, including me. I was so caught up in the rush of adrenaline that I ran. And I ended up running all the way to the first turn. As I chastised myself for not better preparing myself for this race, I also cheered myself for the choices that I had made prior to this race. To me, Ephesians 6:15 refers to wearing the proper footwear in our daily lives as we work on becoming more righteous. And I think it fits here. So I'm going to turn to Ephesians 6:15. And I would like to read that. I thought I had it up, but I didn't. There you go. Ephesians 6:15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So as I had mentioned, there are some things that I had done right. And one is I had bought the proper footwear. Everyone that runs a race should know that proper footwear is very important to running. Using boots or sandals or anything other than good running shoes would be silly, right? I had done research in the past to find the most appropriate shoes for me, since we all have different gaits and foot styles. Rolling your ankle, damaging your shins, or having loose footwear would greatly shorten the ability to run the entire race. Now, I didn't do it physically, but I had prepared mentally for this race. When running, one should run a little bit more each day till you build up the ability to run longer and faster and better. I did walk every day, though. I didn't run every day, but I did walk every day. I did change my diet. I lost weight, as you can see. And I became more fit than I have been in years. And that helped. As in running a race mentally, we need to concentrate on those steps required also of being part of the body of God. We will face multiple trials and situations that we never could survive without God's help. So how do we utilize God and what he has given us? Well, to put it mildly, using the armor of God. So let's go back to Ephesians 6, if you're still there. And we're going to start in verse 10. We will read through verse 13. Verse 10, Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Satan is constantly there working on making you think you cannot finish the race. He uses pain, trials, excuses, self-doubt. Being mentally prepared helps a lot, but it doesn't do it all. Being around like-minded people helps tremendously. Running around others that are doing okay might actually make you feel that you can do it too. Now, I didn't run this whole race. I had to walk a few times. So after running the first kilometer, I had to slow down to a slow jog, then eventually walk. After a small break, and as I saw others whiz by me, it gave me the strength to continue on. So I rounded the second kilometer, and I saw several that had bolted way past me at the beginning, now starting to walk. Some of them had given up completely and decided not to finish. I'd like to read to you Luke 8, so you don't need to turn there. And it's going to be verse 6. Some seed fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. There was a water station each mile, which was a welcome sight. That boost of cool water was exactly what we needed to keep going forward. Like water, each holy day we have throughout the year is like a boost of cool water in our race to keep going forward. After that first water station, I saw Lynn Libby within 2 blocks, and I pushed myself to catch him. As I rounded the third K, I saw Lynn slow down to a quick walk. I thought to myself, this is the time when I'm going to catch him. I got close to his 200 yards behind him, but he got another wind and took off. This actually happened a few times, and I never caught him. This is when I thought to myself, Lynn has absolutely no idea I'm this close behind him. If he knew that I was there, he might take off faster and dart off into the distance. I thought to myself, are we being good examples to others unaware? As I saw Lynn running, I was inspired and challenged myself to speed up so I can catch him. Lynn, like a champ, beat me to the finish line, hands down. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 4:12, and we will pick it up in the middle of the verse. 1 Timothy 4:12. But be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And I have in parentheses in my notes, in running. Lynn had been a great example of sticking to it. He didn't give up. Because I saw him continue forward, I aspired to do that myself. He didn't know that he was giving me strength by his example, but he did. Do you know that what you do when you don't know others are watching could be inspiring to others? I had mentioned at the beginning that a 5K is 3.1 miles, and each mile was marked, but the kilometers weren't. I thought that was strange, but I had mentally prepared to keep my eye out for the next marker, because usually that last 0.1 miles is the very hardest to complete. This year, however, there were signs and people lined up on the last 0.1 mile, cheering and yelling that we only had a little further to go and not to give up. It was then when I got another wind, probably my fifth or sixth wind, and I gave it all I got. It was then when the heat of the day started getting to me. I was parched dry, breathing heavily. My legs were rubbery, but I still pushed on. As I rounded that last corner, I saw it, the finish line. I pushed as hard as I could and watched the people jumping up and down, people I didn't know, cheering for me. And I finished the race. I ran when I intended to merely walk. I was exhausted, but accomplished. As I brought you all to this race with me, I want you to think about this. We are all running or walking that same race, the ultimate race. The goal is in front of us. It may look like it's out of reach, but it isn't. When I crossed the finish line, I realized I wasn't running against Lynn. I was running against myself. We all know through Scripture that some will stop running and give up. Some will finish their race sooner, like our dear friend, Mr. Barron. He, like those that came before us, give us a shining example on running that race and now await their reward. I also want you to picture this. Jesus Christ, the angels, and God Himself are the ones cheering for you as you run this race, this last stretch. They know the struggles you faced and are proud that you still persevered. You didn't give up, even though you had to walk or even crawl sometimes. You continued forward. Yes, there were obstacles that made you think that quitting was the way to do it. But you were inspired by Scripture and looked about at your church family and noticed they didn't give up and they were still going. They gave you that strength, gave you another win, and you started running again. Yes, like myself, I was not prepared physically, but we're working on it. And if you're not working on it, you should be. We need to keep studying, we need to keep praying and following God's statutes so I can finish my last race. I know you can do it. So for my closing scripture, I'm going to read to you Philippians 3, verse 12 through 14, and this was going to be in the New Living Translation. Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I will have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus has possessed me. First possessed me. Verse 13. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us.